to build a team of some very bad people who I think can do some good.
Y'all jokers must be crazy.
This is the deal. You disobey me, you die. Try to escape, you die.
You got a boyfriend?
You irritate or vex me.
I'm known to be quite vexing. I'm just forewarning you.
Okay, here's the deal. Well, the second intentional foray into the DC cinematic universe is upon us. Suicide Squad takes a team of anti-heroes who are the worst criminals on the planet and gets them to do some good by stopping an ancient god from taking over the planet. There's a lot of interest in Suicide Squad because it takes a much darker approach with darker characters from the Marvel films. However, being different doesn't always mean being good. Writer-director David Ayers launches a complete misfire with a convoluted and rambling plot, underdeveloped characters, many of which serve little or no purpose in the film, and some fan favorites, but in the most tatted-up ghetto framework. Featuring a trite conflict we've seen several times this year already, a new Joker who is okay but irrelevant to the plot, and a lot of Margot Robbie and fishnets, Suicide Squad is all flash but no substance. Suicide Squad gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.